morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to see you. I see that Christmas Day has come and gone, and you got through it. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's pray. We're going to go right into worship. We have a couple videos today, and then I have there'll be three speakers today. So you might have to put your seatbelt on today. All right.
All right.
And I felt the Lord give me some direction for this service, coming in basically the last Sunday service of the year. I think that haven't read, Donna, you need to write books, girl. I mean it. I mean it with all my heart.
Amen.
I am so impressed with that gift. If you haven't read your flyer that... you need to. All right. It'll just bless you. It'll bless you so very much. I know it. First thing this morning when I walked in, it certainly made my morning. So, well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your holy presence.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise right now in the name of Jesus Christ for the deposits of the Holy Spirit within each and every one of our hearts, each and every one of our lives, within this body. Lord God, that you will show forth and manifest your glory in this house, in these your people. Lord, we bless you for your word that will not return void. We bless you that all things are possible, and with you all things are possible. And Lord, we are with you. So Father, we're asking today that be it done unto us according to your word.
Yes.
So we stand in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you praise for that. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to worship you together as family this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Say this with me, church.
Jesus Christ
is Lord.
Is Lord.
He's Lord of me.
He's Lord of me.
He's Lord of us.
He's Lord of us.
He's Lord over this house.
He's Lord over this house.
And he is Lord over United States of America. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
As you drive up and down the streets of this great city, as you go here and there from your home to here or wherever you go to work, you could be seated. I want to encourage you to take the time every day to proclaim his lordship over the households, over the school systems, over the businesses, over this region, because he is Lord. Can you say amen? And one day, every knee, not some, every knee will bow.
Amen.
You and I chose. What a privilege we've been given. We've chosen to bow our knee to his lordship. But one day, there'll be some that'll bow their knee to his lordship.
No.
And it's not their choice.
Everyone.
It's not their choice. But they will bow because he is Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a full schedule for you here today. And anyhow, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a different service. And I don't know about you. I like different once in a while. How about you? Amen. We need to be shook up just a little bit. First off, I want to pray over your giving in this house. I feel like that's part of my assignment, to really encourage you to understand that God wants you to prosper. If you were here last week, I left you with a two main confessions, and I brought that out of the Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 through 30. And you understand, in verse 36 it says, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she shall conceive a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren." Verse 37, that's where I want you to look. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Say that with me. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Now the cool thing of that is, you and I are with him. and he's with us. But better yet, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen?
Amen.
And then he goes, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
Say that with me. Be it unto me according to thy word. Now here, I want to give you a word, and there's many words. You can go from Genesis to Revelations, and you can allow the Holy Spirit to cement them. But I know you all know this one, all right? It says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, every man, verse 7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. God loves a stingy, no, it doesn't say that. God loves a cheerful giver. Can you say amen? And verse 8 is what I want you to see, because I want you to say, be it unto me according to your word, all right? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, say always, having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Church, you are abounding, have been abounding, have abounded for years after years after years. There's nations that have been changed because of your generosity, because of your heart to give. Understand, lives have come out of darkness into light. Harvest has come forth. Manifestations of great grace has swept many nations because of this house and because of that which you represent, His Lordship. I want to encourage you. There is greater grace available to you as a church, as an individual, as a family, a man, woman, boy, and girl. There is greater grace. This is a year to tap into the abundant grace. In other words, the abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, understanding that you shall reign as a king in life by the one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Could you say amen? Stretch your hands out towards the giving in this house. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand with each other here. We stand in covenant with you. Lord God, your exceedingly great and precious promises that by these we can partake. So, Father, we partake. We partake, God. We're not giving grudgingly here. We're not giving of necessity. We're glad to do it, and we're blessed to be able to do it, and we want to thank you for it. And, Father, we thank you for all sufficiency of all things will abound in each and every life upon this house in the name of Jesus Christ, that you continually rebuke the devourer for them, you continually open up the winds of heaven for them, and you manifest your goodness, your mercy, that debt cancellation will take place in everyone in this household of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I told Pastor Brian, I said, Brian, forgive me. Okay, I have a black brother. All right, I adopted him. His name's Lee Jones. Some of you know Lee. All right, he's my brother from the other mother. And then I told you I was birthed into missions through my spiritual mom, who was also a darker color than me. And if you're prejudiced, I'm sorry, you need to get over it. But anyhow, I told Pastor Brian, I said, I need to go to a black church soon because I got to dance. Hallelujah! And not feel like I'm the only one. So I want to encourage you, next time we have an opportunity, I believe we'll have one going into the new year, we're going to have an opportunity to dance. So put your sneakers on. All right? Put your sneakers on in that celebration as we worship the Lord, because He's worthy to be worshiped. Amen? He's worthy to be praised. And He has paid the ultimate price for you and me, and He deserves a little bit of shaking, a little bit of jumping, a little bit of shouting. I don't know about you. Let's get undone, okay? So then I don't have to go elsewhere. I can just enjoy it right here. By the way, I'd rather see wildfire than no fire at all. Do you understand me? I know I'm strange. I told you that to begin with, but you're stuck with me for a little while, all right? Because I love you, all right? I want you to understand that God wants to renew your youth like the eagle. Hallelujah. He wants to fill your mouth with good things. He wants to show himself strong to you, and he wants to raise you up in this day and hour to reflect the glory and the image of who he is. And he doesn't make anybody junk. Can you say amen? You've been born for such a time as this. This is your day and your hour to shine like a noonday sun in the midst of what looks like gross darkness in this earth. But glory to God, this house is here. You're here. And the God, the Holy Ghost, is upon you, my brother and sister. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, I had just a little introduction so you know what you're getting into today. And I had texted the apostle. I guess he calls himself granddad or papa, whatever label he stuck on himself. Anyhow, he's my dear friend, and him and I have been together in this thing for a lot of years. And he's been my pastor, but he's also an apostle over the Armada, which I'm a part of, which Pastor Bill was a major part of. And so we've all stood together, and I'd ask him, I said, brother, I said, I'm going to ask you a favor. I said, I want you to look in to 2025 and share what the Lord puts on your heart. So his video this morning is going to be more than what it has been in the past, just so you understand that, so you don't, I don't want you to get bored, all right? But understanding, the Bible says, he who gives to the poor, the Lord will repay. We have another video to let you know that your fruit is growing. It's going places. I don't know about you, but I've never been able to outgive God. Never. And I've had a heart for the poor most of my Christian life. Because why? When I hit Mexico for the first time and I seen kids living out of the dump, it changed my whole perspective of life. And I thought, Lord, help me to be able to help them. And I know that that heart is here. That's on you. Would you show that video, Shane? Hallelujah. Your love makes a difference, church. I want to encourage you with that. I mean, it never fails. I don't know about you. When I see smiling faces, it are changed because of the love of God's people, the generosity. It just trips my trigger and say, take that, devil. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, I want you to put your ears on, and we're going to... See, I believe, just so you understand my perspective in ministry, I believe God set apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers into the body of Christ. And they have an assignment, a job, a privilege, a gift, an anointing, per se, to understand, to make a deposit in us, okay? So that when Jesus ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto mankind. And those gifts were meant to prepare you and me, to perfect you and me, to complete you and me. Depending on what version you're reading. Understanding so that you and me could do the work of the ministry. Well, we're getting ready on Saturday, I believe the 4th, and then the following Saturday, Brian Wills will be joining us, all right? We're going to have workshops, because why? Upon your pastor's heart was to see the healing ministry go beyond the walls. Amen? To open up this house to be able to bring healing to people that don't know what you know, that don't understand the will of God concerning God's healing power. And I know Brian Wills is very excited about coming and depositing within us so the teams can be raised up. So understand, that ministry gift will bring and help you and me come more into maturity, more into completeness. The same way with any minister that God has anointed and given to us to receive from. Can you say amen? In other words, I don't know about you, I'm just a piece of the pie. I can only give you so much. I don't have it all. I know the one who does. His name's Jesus. Aren't you glad about that? And I need everything he has for me in this season. I believe I'm not alone. I believe we all do that. I believe we are a hungry people, that we want more and more and more. Well, you're carrying a great deposit of revelation, of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. The testimonies in this house are amazing. But understand, there's a world outside of us that needs to know what you know and needs to experience the love that you carry. Can you say amen? So, first off, we're going to listen to an apostle that's over in the Ukraine. I was a little concerned about him because I hadn't heard from him for about a week or so. And yeah, I know he survived his birthday. His birthday was last week on the 21st. He must have got through Christmas, but he's been quite busy. So, Shane, if you can bring that up, I'd love to have him speak to us as a church. Okay? Do you sense that you have been ministered to in a unique way today?
Yeah.
Well, it's not over. I got 6 minutes. I was sitting before the Lord to know what I was to share with you today, and I'll just read it. That's okay. Father, we thank you. The entrance of your word today has brought us light. But in your light, there's greater depths of light. So we join our hearts together in unison, in unity of the Spirit, in the bonds of your peace. And we tie our hearts together to see, to hear, so we can do. Lord, we will not be just hearers of the word. We will be the doers of your divine intentions through your word and by your Spirit. I thank you for this great congregation. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have quickened their understanding, that you have brought them into this season, that you have carried them and comforted them and strengthened them and healed them and delivered them and blessed them. Lord, that your blessing rest upon this house. We thank you for the manifestations of that blessing, Lord, and we give you praise that it shall be according to your word in Jesus' name. Abundant Life Center, I'll just speak to you as I would, and I do this in a way that I trust that you'll not take it the wrong way. God told me to tell you these things. I don't believe it's just for this house. I believe it's probably for many houses. But I know it's for here. I know it's for me. I know it's for you, my brothers and sisters. This will be a season of greater stretching beyond what was before. Let me read that one more time to you. This will be a season of greater stretching beyond what was before. This will take you through the limit you have been in the past. In other words, there's been limits that you've stopped at. And God said the stretching will take you beyond the limits of the past. And what you have known to be your limits of growth and abilities. There is so much more in store for those who choose to allow me to guide them. To guide them into the things that I have laid up in store for them in this season, and this is a now season. This will take a heart after me, saith God, a decision to go with me beyond the limits of the natural man. And then he said, and I believe he asked me this, and because I love you, I'll just share it with you. Will you follow me? And I'm not saying me as in Bob, I'm saying as in thus saith the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 16, it says, but it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And that'd be us. Say amen. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, say, that be me. So now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I'm going to read that one more time. That's verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2. I know you've heard these scriptures many times. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know, meaning to know as in Adam knew Eve and she conceived. To know is more than just mental ascension of information. To know is an intimate act in this case. To know as in I embrace it because of a relationship. So that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, say that'd be me. Amen. So that would be Abundant Life Center. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yea, he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? And I'll say this with me. But we have, I have the mind of Christ. You and I are possessors of the mind of Christ. Whether we yield to it or not, it's our choice. And that is an everyday walk. I think we've heard many things speaking into 2025. I believe that God is speaking to us and stirring us as a church, as a congregation, to bring us into what I believe is a now season of manifestations of his goodness, of his mercy, a now season of manifestations of the power of the resurrection, a now season of manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit to flow and to operate in us and through us to reach and bring a harvest out of the darkness into the light in this day and this hour, because this is definitely harvest season. I know gross darkness has crept in and it's all around us. And for us to think we won because we got a great victory, as Brother Phil said, thank God for that victory. But we must keep that victory. We must fight for that victory. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And you and I are not fighting flesh and blood, my brother and sister. But there are principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But you got armor. Say, I got armor. I'm fully equipped, say. Now you got a sword, and that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But you also have a shield, and it's up to you and me to keep our shields built for this day and this hour. Your shield is made up of the revelation in which you have. So to the amount of revelation you have, you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. But if there's a hole in that shield, you could be hit. And that's where we got to unify so that we can lock shields together so that the weakness and maybe your shield or my shield, your shield can come alongside of me and we can make up the hedge and we can bring protection over this house, over the anointing, over the call, over the purposes that God has already preset and ordained here to be accomplished and fulfilled, and let it be according to his word. And you might as well shout amen in this house. And he gave me John 16, and I'll probably propel from this in the weeks to come. When I think of stretching, I had a cat, I named him Levere. If you ever knew Levere Soper, Levere, my cat, got his name from Levere Soper. Levere was ministering at the church in Titusville for me, and he was staying at my house, and my brother-in-law decided I lived on an Amish farm and I needed a cat. I don't like cats. I fell in love with this guy. I don't know what happened, but somehow God captured me, all right? And this kitty, he was just a little kitty, and I have two big dogs, and these big dogs would grab him by the tail and then one by the head. And they would stretch him. And he'd take about all he could, and then all of a sudden he'd jump out and whack right across their nose, and he'd always win. This little kitty, this big, would take down these two big labs. So anyhow, this little kitty would, he was kind of an outside cat because I was using him to be a mouser, all right, and he turned out to be a really good mouser and chipmunker and rabbiter and birder and anything else that he could capture, all right. He was a killing machine. And I would feed him. I would take out his food and I'd say, "Here, kitty, kitty." I didn't have a name for Levere yet, all right. And now, understand, Levere's at my house. He's upstairs. He's sleeping in. I'm up early. And I'm here, kitty, kitty, and kitty, kitty not answering me. And I hear this small little voice, meow, meow, meow. And I'm thinking, he's in the hood of my car because it's cold out. All right, I live in the North Pole, okay? Well, close to it, closer than you all. So I go out and I lift the hood of my car and he's not there, and I hear this meow, meow, meow. And on this ex-Amish farm, there's an outhouse. Now, it's not been in use for years, all right, other than when we'd have a youth convention there and then some of the kids would use it. But at this time, it was dry. It was clean. And I hear this meow, meow, and I walk in and open the door of this outhouse that's out in the backyard of this farm. And I look down, and deep down, meow, meow, he's stuck in the outhouse. He can't get out. So I walk in the house. Now, Levere is a kitty guy. He's a cat guy, all right? I'm not at this time, all right? I'm just learning. This kitty has not really captured me yet. I'm thinking, well, this is probably a chance to just put the lid down and call her quits, all right? But I'm giving him a chance, all right? I got to give him a chance. So put the lid up. I go in. I say, Levere's coming downstairs. I say, hey, brother, I need some help. I says, you're a kitty guy? I says, I have a kitty, and he's down in the commode. So we put our heads together and got the wisdom of God on it. We got a box, put some food in it, put strings around the box, lowered it down. The kitty jumps in the box, grabs the food, and we pick him up, and he's rescued. And the next thing, he is getting dumped in a 5-gallon bucket of soapy water, and I'm cleaning him out. And I couldn't drown him. He got clean, and he survived, and he lived. And Levere goes back to his home where he lives in Scotland. I call him up about 2 weeks later. I said, brother, I said, I guess I'm going to keep the cat. I got to name him, and his name from now on is Levere. I thought you need to laugh, all right? I would like to encourage you that God has a way of stretching us. And I say that because God stretched me out of what I thought was. I'm a dog guy. I'm not a kitty guy. When Levere decided to leave planet Earth, he died at my feet. And I cried like a baby. I'm thinking, what is wrong with you, Bob? That is just no more than a stupid cat. Somehow that little kitty captured my heart because God stretched me from what I thought was into what He's doing in me. And I know that's kind of weird. Maybe you think it is. Maybe you're a kitty person, and God bless you, I'm a kitty guy now. But I still love dogs, all right? But I want to encourage you. You are going to be stretched. And stretching takes place because God will take us like a cat will get up in the morning and he'll stretch to get things moving. I want to encourage you, everything in God moves forward. And in order for you and I to move forward, we must be able to allow ourselves to be activated into doing. This is not a season, and you're not coming into a season of not doing. You will be stretched outside, all of us. We will be stretched outside of the limits of what we thought was. Out of maybe the limitations of your abilities or your grace or your gifting or who you think you are. Because God's going to bring us into who He has created us to be. And that goes with what Pastor Brian shared. Like Him. You are a reflection of Him. As He is, so are you and me. He is love. Love never fails. Love is kind. Love is giving. Love doesn't quit. I want to encourage you, allow the stretching of the Holy Spirit to stretch you so that you see more, you experience more, and you come to the facts that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you have opportunity to step outside of the comfort of the limits of the past, God's going to give you words. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to anoint you for that season, for that time, so that you can accomplish things by the Spirit, because it will not be done by the flesh. It'll be done by His Spirit, who's at work, who you're endued with, and who's empowered you to do all things through Christ, who will strengthen you. My brother and sister, you're looking forward to 2025. I'm believing God is going to be one of the greatest years we've ever seen in the body of Christ. I'm believing God that we're going to see the harvest come in such an extreme way, in ways and ways that we've never seen or experienced before. I'm also believing God that we're going to stand strong in the midst of the trials, the tribulations, because I know the one who's overcome the world. And He said, you and I be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Can you say amen?